analyzing June 2026 heat wave data. Records in Western Europe, sea surface temperatures, and heat wave alerts in the U.S. Copernicus announced that June 2026 was the hottest June on record in Western Europe and the second hottest June globally. This article summarizes how to interpret monthly temperature rankings, sea surface temperatures, humidity, and health risks based on data from Copernicus, NOAA, and the U.S. NWS/WPC. According to Copernicus data, June 2026 was the hottest June on record in Western Europe and was reported to be the second hottest June globally. Because global rankings and regional records use different spatial averages, it is possible for a record to be both #2 in the world and the best ever in Western Europe at the same time. The risk of a heat wave cannot be determined based solely on the daily high temperature. It must be assessed in conjunction with humidity, nighttime lows, sea surface temperature, the urban heat island effect, and the exposure of vulnerable populations. High sea surface temperatures can weaken nighttime cooling along the coast and increase the supply of water vapor to the atmosphere, potentially affecting both the perceived heat and the likelihood of heavy rainfall. The reports on the mid-July heat wave in the United States illustrate how monthly climate statistics translate into real-world risks in the areas of public health, electricity, and the workplace. June 2026, heat wave data at a glance on July 9, 2026. The Copernicus Climate Change Service announced that June 2026 was the hottest June on record in Western Europe and the second hottest June globally. The NOAA National Centers for Environmental Information also released its global climate analysis for June 2026 in early July. In the United States, the National Weather Service and the Weather Prediction Center continue to issue heatwave-related advisories even in mid-July. There is one key point to keep in mind when reading this data. A heatwave is not simply an event characterized by high daily maximum temperatures. Rather, it is a complex hazard resulting from the interplay of monthly average temperatures, regional variations, sea surface temperatures, humidity, nighttime minimum temperatures, health risks, and infrastructure vulnerabilities. Key data cards, item significance of June 2026, primary sources, points to note when reading global June temperatures, the second hottest June on record, globally according to Copernicus. NOAA-specific rankings or values may vary depending on the reference period, data assimilation methods, and how ocean and land data are handled by different agencies. June temperatures in Western Europe, the hottest June on record in Western Europe, according to Copernicus, regional averages are more variable than global averages, so record-breaking events may occur more frequently or be more extreme. Sea surface temperature, warm ocean waters affect coastal humidity, nighttime cooling, and atmospheric water vapor supply. Copernicus. NOAA sea surface temperature should be interpreted in conjunction with atmospheric circulation rather than being identified as the sole direct cause of heat waves. Mid-July heat wave in the U.S. An example of how monthly high temperature trends translate into actual warnings, advisories, and health risks. NWS/WPC. AP warning thresholds vary depending on local climate and health impact criteria. The same temperature can pose different levels of risk depending on the region. Why second highest globally and all-time high in Western Europe can coexist in climate statistics, global rankings and regional rankings answer different questions. Global average is a broad average of the Earth's entire land and ocean areas. Regional average is a value calculated by isolating a specific region. Regional averages are more heavily influenced by factors such as atmospheric stagnation, high pressure systems, ocean conditions, soil dryness, and wind patterns than global averages. Therefore, even if a record high is recorded in one region, relatively lower deviations in other regions can partially offset the global average. In other words, the statement regarding June 2026 is not contradictory. It means that while it was a record-breaking June for Western Europe alone, the global average ranked as the second highest on record. how to interpret Copernicus and NOAA data. Together, both Copernicus and NOAA provide highly reliable climate analyses, but they do not produce their figures in exactly the same way. 1. Check the reference period temperature deviations typically refer to how much higher it was than the normal. However, the deviation value varies depending on which period is used as the normal. For example, the numbers may look different when based on the 1991-2020 average versus the 20th century average. 2. Distinguish between rankings and absolute values. Rankings, such as second highest on record, are easy for the general public to understand. But to assess actual risk, one must also consider the magnitude of the deviation, its duration, nighttime temperatures, humidity, and population exposure. 3. Distinguish between monthly averages and daily extreme values. A high monthly average means the entire month was abnormally warm. However, health risks can increase sharply due to a few days of extreme heat, tropical nights, and rising humidity. 4. Understand the difference between reanalysis data and observational networks reanalysis data, such as Copernicus's ERA5. Combine observational data with atmospheric models to create globally consistent gridded data. NOAA analysis also uses observations and calibration procedures. Although both datasets reflect the same phenomena, their specific calculation methods differ, so the numbers may not match exactly. Why sea surface temperature is important for interpreting heat waves. Heat waves are not just a matter of land temperatures. Sea surface temperature can amplify heat-related risks through the following pathways. Reduced nighttime cooling in coastal areas. If the ocean is warmer than normal, the air along the coast may not cool sufficiently even at night. Higher nighttime lows reduce the time the body has to recover, increasing the risk of heat-related illnesses. Increased humidity and perceived temperature, warm sea surface temperatures, can increase the supply of water vapor to the atmosphere. High humidity makes it harder for sweat to evaporate, increasing the perceived risk even at the same air temperature. Atmospheric instability and precipitation risk. High sea surface temperatures affect atmospheric energy and water vapor conditions. Depending on the region, the combination of heat waves and humid air can also increase the risk of heavy showers or torrential rain. However, specific torrential rain events should not be explained by sea surface temperature alone. Atmospheric circulation, weather fronts, topography, and wind conditions must also be considered. Indicators for interpreting heat waves as risk, rather than just temperature. Indicator why it's important. Questions for data interpretation. Daily high temperature directly affects outdoor activities, labor, and electricity demand. Does the high temperature exceed the regional warning threshold? Nighttime low temperature important for human recovery and residential safety. Are there consecutive tropical nights where temperatures do not cool down even at night? Relative humidity and dew point increase perceived temperature and risk of heat-related illnesses. Is it humid heat that makes it difficult for sweat to evaporate? Sea surface temperature affects coastal humidity and nighttime temperatures. Are surrounding waters warmer than average? Duration important for cumulative stress and mortality. Risk how many days do high temperatures persist? Exposure of vulnerable populations determines the actual scale of harm. To what extent are the elderly, infants and young children, outdoor workers, and households with limited access to air conditioning exposed? Vulnerabilities in cities, power grids, workplaces, and sporting event cities. Heat islands and nighttime high-temperature cities can become hotter than surrounding areas due to asphalt, concrete, dense building clusters, and heat emitted by vehicles. In particular, if heat cannot escape at night, tropical nights become more severe, increasing health risks for households with limited access to air conditioning. Power grid, air conditioning demand and supply strain as heat waves persist, demand for air conditioning surges. At the same time, the efficiency and stability of power infrastructure, including power plants, transmission lines, and transformers, can decline in high temperatures. Risks to the power grid are largely determined not by the maximum temperature alone, but by the duration of high temperatures and nighttime demand. Workplaces. Risks of outdoor and high-temperature work workplaces in construction, agriculture, logistics, road maintenance, delivery, and food preparation and manufacturing are vulnerable to heat waves. In particular, the risk of heat exhaustion and heat stroke increases when high humidity, direct sunlight, the wearing of protective gear, and a lack of rest combine. Sports and large events. Risks for both spectators and athletes. The risk level for marathons, soccer games, outdoor concerts, and local festivals depends not only on temperature, but also on humidity, shade, water supply, and emergency response systems. Event organizers must consider not only the forecasted temperature, but also the heat index, time of day, crowd density, and crowd movement patterns. What the mid-July heat wave alerts in the U.S. reveal heat wave warnings and forecast messages issued in the U.S. in mid-July demonstrate how monthly climate records translate into real-life risks. NOAA monthly analyses provide the broader context, while forecasts and warnings from the NWS and WPC highlight short-term risks for specific regions and time periods. Monthly climate analysis shows how unusual this month is. Medium and short-term forecasts show which areas will experience dangerous heat and when. Alerts and advisories indicate whether conditions have reached a level requiring immediate action by people and infrastructure. Therefore, it is best to interpret heat wave data following this sequence. Climate statistics, right arrow forecasts, right arrow alerts, right arrow action guidelines. Template for creating monthly climate data cards when citing the June 2026 heatwave in climate data, news articles, or policy reports. Recording the following items separately enhances reusability. Field example period June 2026 region worldwide, Western Europe, the United States, etc. Data source Copernicus, NOAA, NWS/WPC indicator average temperature. Temperature deviation, rank, sea surface temperature, warning level key sentence according to Copernicus. June 2026 was the hottest June on record in Western Europe. Reference period, specify the reference period used by the agency risk interpretation, evaluated in conjunction with humidity, nighttime minimum temperatures, population exposure, and electricity demand limitations risk, is not determined by a single number due to methodological differences between agencies and regional variability expressions to avoid when citing it is inaccurate to write. The entire globe set all-time records in every region. Global averages and regional records are different. It is risky to attribute heat waves to a single cause, such as sea surface temperatures cause the heat wave. Heat waves result from a combination of atmospheric circulation, soil moisture, ocean conditions, and long-term warming trends. The statement, if temperatures are the same, the risk is the same, may be incorrect. Humidity, nighttime lows, adaptation levels, and access to air conditioning all influence risk. One should not interpret the data to mean, since the monthly average was high, every day was a record. The monthly average is the average for the entire month and differs from daily extremes. Conclusion: the key point of the June 2026 heatwave data is not merely the rankings themselves. A record for Western Europe and second highest globally. What is more important is interpreting the heatwave as a data event resulting from the combination of regional records, global context, see surface temperature, humidity, nighttime high temperatures, and health risks. Monthly analyses from Copernicus and NOAA provide the climate context, while alerts from the NWS/WPC indicate when and where actual action is needed.